Elsie, did you say here?
Oh, here.
Rick Whitney.
Yes, here. Okay, so we have some minutes to approve. Opportunity for council member reports and comments. Work program review, and then the audience comments, if any. And then we have a quick discussion of the zoning code amendments for low impact development, followed by administrative reports and council discussion. So, with the minutes, October 24th, 2016, regular meeting of the Houghton Community Council, do we have any additions or corrections to those minutes?
I do.
Yes, Elsie.
My name is, Weber is spelled wrong. There's only one B in Weber, and
correct,
it's in about five different places. So.
Okay. Any other additions or corrections? All right, so would anyone care to move to approve the minutes subject to the correct spelling of Elsie's last name?
So moved.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried unanimously. Okay. Council member reports and comments. I'm going to start off with two of them. And I heard Paul at the break saying that he's had some communication with Kirk Triplett about getting this video system working properly for us, but it's getting pretty annoying.
I agree, and not with Kirk Triplett, with the tech people.
The tech people, yeah. Okay.
Right, and the facilities manager. Mm-hmm.
Can we get your assurance that it won't ever happen again to us?
I tried already, so I can't assure that, but I'll do my best.
Okay, we're going upstairs if it doesn't work this time, all right? Straight to Kurt. And then the second thing is I want to acknowledge and give our thanks to Susan Hayden.
Aww.
For all of her years of excellence as our recording secretary. She will be dearly missed, and we wish her well with her new adventure south of the border. So any other council member reports or comments? John?
So my only council report, and I'll go into it in detail, is that I attended the city council meeting and did chat on our behalf of answered questions of the council as to how we felt and what we're going to talk about next. So I'll carry that forward when we chat about it.
Right. Okay. Any work program review you want to add to what was previously discussed, Paul?
Nope,
okay.
That was it.
Good. Are there any members of the audience who would care to address us? Please. Since we don't have a sign-up sheet, just give your name and address.
Lisa McConnell, 5905 106th Avenue Northeast in our fair city. want to bring up, just plant a little grain of sand to turn into possibly a pearl. Maybe next year was an idea that was brought up by a Lakeview neighbor, and we were discussing it over the weekend. Was with the passing of Senator Andy Hill, we were thinking, and he was so instrumental in getting a lot of funding for the South Kirkham Park and Ride elevator and public access, as well as getting a lot of the Cross Kirkland corridor pushed through and moved through, possibly naming either the structure down at South Kirkham Park and Ride or some portion of the Cross Kirkland corridor in his honor. So just to put that idea in your head and maybe work on it, because I know there are, you have to allow a certain amount of time before you start naming things. And I think, especially in our neck of the woods, he's been instrumental, and a lot of his work has changed our community pretty significantly in such a positive way. I would like to honor his memory in that way. Just a thought.
Wonderful idea.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Anyone else? Okay. So the only real business we have to discuss is what we were talking about previously in the joint meeting with the Planning Commission regarding the zoning code amendments for low-impact development. So you kind of have the background that was provided at that meeting. So this is our opportunity to discuss among ourselves whether we want to do anything to modify what we've already recommended. As it stands now, the way I see it, we are in a position where we're recommending that we don't take any action to change the exemptions from what they currently exist. Everything else that has been discussed on the low income PAC development ordinances, those will be changed. It's just the exemptions, and we'll hold off on the exemptions until it's part of a study of all, you know, the area coverage, lot coverage areas next fall, next year or so. Anybody have anything to add to that, or anybody disagree with moving forward on that basis? Patsy, you look conflicted.
I'm not so nuts about keeping the exemptions anymore, but since we're going to address them later, I'm okay.
You can live with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of tired of people covering their whole lots with shit. Oh. Sorry.
Well, you want to strike the strike the yeah. comment from the record.
I think we're on TV because it's the Planning Commission tonight.
But on that note, it sounds like, John, you have something to add.
Well, I'd simply like to make a recommendation that to the city. I'd like to have us formally make a recommendation to City Council that our recommendations stand, and that we further recommend that their December 13th meeting, they go ahead and split the ordinance into two pieces and just carve out the one section of exemptions.
Yeah.
That way we can move forward on this. Part of my discussion at City Council Chamber was it seems that there was a lot of discussion about attacking the size of a home using the stormwater requirements. And I don't think we really ought to be talking about limiting home sizes through stormwater requirements. If we want to limit home sizes, and I don't, but there's a certain group of people that do, if that's the discussion, we should have a specific discussion about limiting home sizes and not do it around the back door. Number two, and I did tell City Council this, that I felt that the examples at the City Council meeting and the ones that we had tonight were overly simplistic. Because in the examples that they had, a 2,400 square foot house, if it's a two-story house, that wouldn't meet the FAR requirements in all of Kirkland. One of the City Council members did ask me, well, gee, why are you concerned about this? Because you don't have FAR in Kirkland. And my response was that it wasn't just, or in the Houghton, that it's not just for Houghton. This ordinance is for Kirkland in general. I don't think any of us have a desire to veto anything. I don't think any of us have a desire that we purposefully want a separate ordinance. But, you know, it's our responsibility that if that's what we feel is right, that's what we would do. I think it's better if we work together to come up with a goal that works in for Kirkland overall and works in our jurisdiction. And so that's why I'm really in favor of discussing this later. I mean, there's so many things on the table about splitting up a structured home coverage differently than the other impervious surfaces on the property. Lots of jurisdictions do that. That's you know, another way that we could look at bulk and massing. There's so many other things to discuss besides the simplistic way that we looked at it that could possibly skew your way of thinking about it. I think it deserves a larger conversation.
Thank you, John.
So I'd like to make those two recommendations.
Okay, so John's recommending, and I think moving, that we formalize a recommendation to the City Council that they split this ordinance up and the exemptions are not approved, everything else is approved. And that's our recommendation. Is there a second to that?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. That's our recommendation. And with that, meeting adjourned.
Okay. Perfect.
And let's record.
Perfect.
And let's record.